Welcome all. My name is Kirti Kumar, and I am an embedded software engineer. I have worked with Visteon, Infineon, Plastic Omnium, and Robert Bosch. I'm also FIONIUM alumni. I have done masters from electronics engineering department, and I lived in Graz for 2 years, so it feels good to be back here. First of all, thanks for organizer for giving me this chance to have this talk. So in this talk, I have distributed in 7 steps. So first is introduction. Then I'm going to show you the in-between steps. For this talk, I'm using a hardware development board. It is STM32 development board, but you can use any development board which is capable of running a Linux kernel. Then I'm going to show you a short demo so that you can follow the theory afterwards. You can relate to the theory. And in the end, for the 10 minutes, I'm going to show you the demo in much more detail. And for question and answers, I have reserved last 5 minutes because I have tried to pack many things into this talk. So it would be great if you have questions, you can keep it aside for last 5 minutes. And if there are more questions, you can anytime connect me on LinkedIn and ask your question. Okay, so let's start. Well, basically about myself, I am an embedded software engineer, and I have worked only on microcontrollers and C programming. And before last 6 months, I'm trying to get into a Linux domain. And while I was like studying what are the services provided by Linux, at one point I thought that, okay, to understand this concept better, I should look into the code. And there I found some issues of exploring it. Like, for example, Linux kernel source code is available. You can download it. But there are so many files. And even if you found a file which you are interested in, there are some static compilation parameters, configuration parameters, and also runtime configuration parameters. Because of them, you don't know which piece of code is running and which is of interest to you. The second point I found was that there were some debugging methods like KGDB and printk. But for me as a beginner, I found them too abstract. So my idea was to just put the Linux kernel source on a board and try to explore it by using a debugger or JTAG. First of all, I would like to tell something about embedded software development. If you might know how an embedded software development usually goes on, we have our hardware or board, we have our source code. We compile it by using make, we generate the executables, we transfer it on a board, and then we basically connect it by using JTAG, and then we put breakpoint on main, and we run it, and we do step in, step over, and this is how we usually do. Then we also check some global variables, stack, some local variables. We play around with the peripheral resistors. We see the output on logic analyzers and oscilloscope. So this is how an embedded, normal, common, I would say it's a common practice. There are also many other things, but I think most of embedded developers use are familiar with this method. So my thought was, like, why not I use it for exploring the Linux kernel? So in this talk, my goal would be to show you from the scratch, like how you can compile Linux kernel for a particular target and basically transfer it, connect it using JTAG, and explore it by using some IDE. And all by using open source tools. I'm not going to use any vendor-specific tool for this talk. OK, so so these are the steps you might be familiar with. And one more thing, because these are very general concepts, you might be already knowing all these concepts. But when I started exploring Linux, then I didn't know a few things, and those were also new to me. So my goal would be to also give a really brief introduction about all the tools. Okay, so the steps will be first to download the source code, then configure it for the target, then compile and generate the executables, then transfer them on the board, connect a debugger, and then debugger and explore using, I have put Eclipse IDE, but you can use any, your favorite IDE. I'm comfortable with Eclipse, so I will go with Eclipse here. So this is the hardware setup. I'm using STM32 base board, but you can use any popular board which is compatible with running Linux kernel, for example, Arduino or BeagleBoard, or any NXP-based or Renesas, or of any architecture like RISC-V, PowerPC. I hope and I'm sure that most of these architectures and boards are supported by most open source tools. Okay, so the hardware here, you can see on the upper part is host PC. I'm using Ubuntu machine. This is my laptop, is the host. And on the target, I have connected it by using micro USB. For power, it is using USB Type-C, and Linux kernel, I have put it on micro SD card. So it doesn't need many connections. So with only one wire, with micro USB, I have connected it as a serial communication device and also a JTAG access. On right side, you can see the internal of this board and host. So I'm going to put Linux kernel on Cortex-A. So the Cortex-A is of area of interest here. And I'm going to put GDB and OpenOCD. So on host side, I'm going to run a GDB server. So the part which is on the right side is of the interest here. So the path is like IDE, GDB, OpenOCD, STLink, JTAG, and Cortex-A. OK, so before starting the theory and exploring it in more detail, I would like to show you a small demo so that you can relate with the theory which I want to say. OK, so I have connected my board with Eclipse IDE using JTAG, and I'm going to play a small video on this board, and I will halt it from my IDE so that we know that, okay, so target is controlled by this host. Okay, so some video is playing here, and I'm going to halt from my IDE. So okay, so it is suspended, and now I'm going to run it. Okay, it's working. Okay, so can you please put back the? Okay, great. So now you can see here the target is halted, and the video is paused. And on the left side here, you can see a nice call stack here, and you can see where the execution is. So this is the kernel is in somewhere idle process, and we can see also start kernel, which is the main function of Linux kernel. Okay. So yeah, this is great. So this is what I wanted to show you in brief. And in the end, I'm going to tell you like how you can create it from scratch. Okay, moving back to the slides. To tell you the theory, I want to tell you that there are basically two approaches you can go through. Either you can cross-compile everything from the source, like Linux kernel, U-boot, and other software packages. You can configure them and compile and generate a source manually, or there are also embedded Linux build systems, which you can use it, and within few steps, you can generate the Linux kernel ELF file. So this is the first part where I'm going to tell you like how you can compile each and every software. And this is STM32 specific, but these concepts are generally common and it could be applied to all the boards. So on left side, you can see Linux kernel. You need to first download the kernel source, then you need to set up a cross-compiler. So because we are compiling a source code which would generate the assembly instructions for the target, and it's not going to run on your host PC, we need a cross-compiler here. So first, after downloading the source code, you need to set up a cross-compiler. And then you need to also do a configuration because Linux kernel is one package for all the supported architectures. So you need to configure it for your target architecture, and also you need to enable and disable the features which you want. After configuration, you just need to run a make command and Linux kernel will be compiled. For STM32 specific, there is this page available on kernel documentation. You can go through it. So next part is a ROM code. So again, it is a vendor specific, and it is the first software which runs on a board or SoC when you boot up. And it is generally not changed or updated and provided by vendor. So we don't need to do anything about it. Then there is the first stage bootloader. It is again ARM architecture specific. It is optional even if you don't use it, Linux kernel will work. But it has, if you see here, it has drivers for hardware block that are not accessed directly by Linux. If you want this feature on this board, you can also use it. How to build it, it is given in this link. Then for U-boot, so in order for Linux kernel to run, we also need U-boot, and U-boot is also configured and compiled. And this documentation provides you the steps by which you can configure and compile U-boot as well. So there is also a concept of a device tree, like Linux kernel needs to know the static configuration of your hardware, and U-boot and Linux kernel both take care of that. So that was the first approach. If you want to go through a step by step and generate all your software, I have tried it and tested it. It is working at least for this board. The second approach is using embedded Linux build systems. So these are the open source projects. By using you can generate a nice image which you can directly flash on the board, or put it on a memory card and put your memory card onto the board and it will run Linux kernel. So advantage of these tools is with only few commands you can generate your image. It takes care of everything. It takes care of setting up cross compiler. It takes care of downloading all the user space packages. It takes care of downloading kernel source, configuring it, and also downloading Trusted Framework A, and merging everything together to, in the end, create finally an image which you can directly use for the flashing. You can use any tool, Buildroot, Yocto, or OpenWRT. All are capable of at least building and giving you an image for a board. So as you can see, there are not so many commands for Buildroot. For OpenWRT also not many, and also for Yocto, there are only these four commands. If you just run it and wait for few hours, in the end you will get an image. One more suggestion: if you are using these commands, I would suggest to always see this web page to use the latest commands. Okay, so I have used Yocto to generate an image for this demo, and the next step is basically after generating the kernel image, you need to transfer that kernel image on the board. Well, basically SD card, you can flash the kernel image and you can put SD card in your board. Okay, so once your Linux kernel is running with user space packages, the next step is to connect it using JTAG. And there is this open source software, OpenOCD, which you can use it to connect it to JTAG. So for OpenOCD also supports many popular boards and also many software architectures. All you need to do basically is just give this command OpenOCD minus F board and name of your board, and what it does is it creates a debug server and it connects with all the cores of your board and creates a server on ports, each ports. For example, on this board it creates a port on it creates a debug server on this 3333 port, which is connected to ARM Cortex-A. And once the server is created, you can just connect to that server using GDB. So because this is ARM processor, I have to use GDB multi-arc. And just you need to give L file of Linux kernel, and it is going to be get connected. So next part is, so once you have like have your memory card ready, and once you have connected to JTAG board, the last step is to basically use an IDE so that you can explore the source code. If you are comfortable with GDB debugging, you can also use GDB, but for me, I prefer some IDE and Eclipse. For Eclipse, it is not very complicated. You just need to import your existing source as a makefile project in Eclipse, and you have to make some make a debug configuration, and if needed, you need to do a source mapping. So if you do all these steps, you are ready with debugging the kernel source. Okay, so this was the theory, and In the last part, I would like to show you the created everything from scratch. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to delete this project. Make sure you are not deleting the source code. Okay. Guess there was a debug session on, and that's why it is hanged. Okay, so that was I wasn't expected. I'll try to open another instance of Eclipse. I hope it works. Okay, but we have enough time. Does anybody have any suggestion how I can kill this process?
X kill?
Okay, thank you.
Just click on the UI.
No?
No, normally it's X.
Ah, okay. And then? Eclipse is hard.
PSAUX, get the process ID and send the kill knowledge.
Yeah, I'm trying, but it is printing this. Maybe this layout is different. Grep. Good idea. Okay. Okay, I'll try again. Okay, thank God. Okay, so now I'm going to create it from scratch. We have enough time. So all you have to do is basically just import project and click existing code as classic makefile. Cross GCC, I'm only giving for indexing purpose. You have to give just a source code location, kernel source, and need to just click finish. Okay, so once it is loaded, you need to make debug configuration. I'll delete old one. And make sure you just click on this project first. So first I will start OpenOCD, which will connect to the board first. And I will also connect to the board from serial port. I'll reset it. Okay, now in debug configuration, you have to select a remote application. And here, because I'm connecting it to a debug server, I will use this manual remote debugging launcher. In debugger, in the connection setting, I want to connect to this core because Linux is running on this core. I will connect to this port. And I will not stop at main. And also, I need to use GDB multi-arc for this. And because I'm not building, I will just disable the auto build. And here I would need to give a L file path of Linux kernel, which I have it here. Okay, so after this, you just need to click on debug. I think it is resetting, so I will try it again. I'll just do a reset again. Okay. Well, honestly, I never came across this scenario before giving this talk. I have practiced this many times, but this happened unexpectedly. Okay, so once looks like connection is done, but now I need to just map it with the kernel source. And you can do it by path mapping. You just need to, so it is in L file, the source is mapped to user source. Here I will just map it to the kernel source. Okay, so the source is mapped. And you can see that the main function of Linux kernel is here. I would like to make the debugging right from the start kernel. So what I'm going to do is put breakpoint on start kernel. And I will make this breakpoint as hardware breakpoint. Okay, now I'm gonna disconnect it. And I will reset kernel and stop at uboot. Okay, I'm at uboot and I will just check which command is there to run Linux kernel. So this one. Before running the Linux kernel, I will make the connection with JTAG again. Okay, so looks like what is happening is something is using this port and I cannot connect it. Do you know how I can free it? How much time do you think it takes? No, no, not for the installing, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Six. Mm-hmm.
Kill all open OCT.
Okay. Kill all. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, so now it is not associating with source because we are at U-boot, and I'm going to run Linux kernel now. It worked, but now the connection with serial terminal is gone. Okay, so so great, we are in time. This I wanted to show you that, okay, we are in at the start kernel, and Linux kernel is not started, and we are at the main function of Linux kernel. And from this point, you can basically do step in and step out and basically explore the Linux kernel. And there are also many facilities of GDB you can make use of. For example, this is global variable. You can just, you might already know, see the content graphically, what is there inside. Okay, there is some problem again. Yeah, okay, so that was the idea. And yeah, something happened. Okay, there is problem with OpenOCD. But once you reach at this point, you can just do step in, step out, and you can also see the disassembly, the assembly code, or you can put the memory address and directly see the memory, what is changing here. Yeah, so yeah, this is what I wanted to tell you. And also, you can, instead of this board, you can use any board which is capable of Linux kernel. And yeah, so if you have any questions, I would be happy to answer.
A question regarding timers and watchdog. Have to disable something in the Linux sources, or just it runs out the box, that you stop the program, the watchdog don't kick you out?
Yeah, that's a good question actually. It depends on your SoC. The processor architecture, it has three modes. If you connect it using JTAG, I think you don't need to take care about watchdog. So even if you are like in debug, you have paused it, watchdog doesn't trigger. But yeah, there is also configuration. If you to disable the watchdog in Buildroot or Yocto or these build systems, you can disable it, and you can debug it without JTAG using that settings.
Okay, so are there any more questions from the audience? If not, then thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.